Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special recording, very special podcast that has been promised for a long time if you've been listening to that wrestling show, because Fro and I are going to go through our top five favorite and least favorite South Park episodes. We had gone through all 300 plus episodes. You guys know that. I will be starting to repost all the old episodes probably this week. But we wanted to have a little fun. This was something Fro and I had discussed doing for a while. We're finally now to it. And this is it, Fro. This is it.
Yeah, I have my list in front of me. I thought it was harder to find the worst than the better ones.
Yeah, I agree.
I've done it, so yep. There's that.
So, I think what we should do, because first off, neither one of us know what's on the other's list. That should be made perfectly clear. Yeah, perfectly clear.
I have absolutely no clue what you have in front of you.
So, oh dear Lord, are we really? Anyway, so what's going to happen is we will kind of alternate. So we'll start off with our number five worst, and then we'll go to our number five best, and we'll kind of alternate back and forth.
That is exactly what our idea is.
Until we get to the very end. So, Fro, since this was your idea, I'm going to let you start off with your fifth worst episode.
Okay, my fifth worst episode is from season 5, and it's episode 3 of season 5. It's Super Best Friend. I think this fell flat in many marks. I like the idea of having superhero versions of people in the show. And it's I would even say that it's kind of an iconic episode, but I don't especially like it. It's rated an 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb, but I don't like it at all. It has something to do with cults. David Blaine is in there. It's just one of my worst episodes.
Okay, that kind of surprised me. So right off the bat, you gave me a surprise. So, I'm going to pull up my IMDb, and I could tell you what I gave that episode real quick, because that was season 5, episode 3. I gave that a 4.
Right.
I guess I kind of forgot about it, you know?
It's not that good, yeah.
Right. I understand. Okay, so for my number 5... my number 5 worst, I am going to season 10... Episode 5, A Million Little Fibers. So, a quick synopsis. Towley has written his autobiography, and he is selected as Oprah Winfrey's Book of the Month. And it is just a very, very strange episode. To say the least. there's nothing positive to really say about this. I gave this a 3 at the time when we did that episode. So, I think out of all the episodes, this is probably the strangest episode they ever did, and I was not a fan of it, so that's why I have it at 5 on my list.
Okay. My 5 best is Cheat Sheet, because I did cheat in this. And I'm going to put my 5 as Imagination Land, and that is 11, episodes 10 to 12. There are the 3-part adventure that dives into the fantastical world of imaginations with a storyline that is just amazing. I love this 3 episodes. It's and they kind of have to be together. There's not a single episode of those 3 I would say is better than the other one. They just fit together like hand in gloves. So that's my 5.
And you know what? I'm actually kind of glad that you did cheat, because I have something on my list where I kind of cheated as well. So you are not the only one who cheated on this one. So, All right. So my 5, and I'll be honest, the 5 that I picked all got 10s from me. So these to me are like the cream of the crop. So my 5 is, in my opinion, the best season premiere episode they ever did. And that is Good Times with Weapons, 8, 1. Yeah. This is just a fantastic episode from beginning to end. The story is funny. The premise is funny. And what I love is they never realize until one of them actually uses a weapon that it's going to hurt somebody. And the way that poor Butters is treated in this episode, oh my gosh, it is so funny. And it's got that great song, Let's Fighting Love, which is one of their best songs, I think, ever. It was performed at the 25th anniversary concert. So I just really love this episode. It is a hilarious episode, and it deserves to be in my 5.
I agree. Yeah, that's a terribly good episode. My 4 worst is from the last season that I look as the whole season, 23, not that far away. And it's Tegretary Farms Halloween special.
Ooh, okay, that's a good one.
I really despise this for many reasons. One of the biggest reasons is like, I was so tired of the Tegretary Farm thing by this point. It's just, they hashed it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And this Halloween special is their worst Halloween special ever. It's just, the plot makes absolutely zero sense. I mean, the only thing that kind of is good about this is the Butters storyline, but no, this is a terrible episode.
Let me go back, let me see, what did I give that one? I gave that one a 6. Okay, so we're kind of not that far off. Okay, so my 4 And I went into great detail about this particular season. It started out good, but then it gets bad. And the only reason it gets bad is because of the event in real life that happens. If you guys haven't figured it out, Trump winning the election. And it kind of just throws the entire season off course, and they never recover. And the one episode to me that represents the whole, the season got thrown off course and it's just bad. Mm-hmm. Season 20, episode 9, not funny.
Yeah. And that's a very fitting title as well. Yeah. I think we both agree that season 20 is probably one of the worst seasons ever.
And like I said, you know, when I started out the season, there's
Member Berries is amazing. I love Member Berries.
There's actual promise to the beginning of this season. Like, those first two episodes are really good. But but the reason that this episode is on this list and why it's number 4, with the exception of one other episode, which will get mentioned a little later on, I have never been so frustrated about watching a South Park episode than I did with this. This particular episode, and I'll point it out one more time, aired the week after Thanksgiving. So they had 2 weeks to do this episode, to come up with a good episode. This is like the ultimate, here's everything that happened going into our final episode. Mm-hmm. There's no way this episode should have been the way it was. And the fact that this gets a 7.3 on IMDb is a joke. It is a joke. I agree. So, yeah, like, I was so frustrated with this episode. I mean, like I said, with the exception of one other episode, which we'll get to in a little bit, this was the most frustrating episode ever.
Okay, it's my number 3 best, right?
Number four best.
Yeah, because Imagination Land was my number 5. My number 3 is going to be the Coup. My number 4 is still the Coup. I just said it incorrectly. It's from season 13, episode 2. And it's a Cartman-focused episode where Cartman becomes his alter ego, the Coon. One of the best storylines that still, like, now and then came back. And it's just this hilarious, misguided attempt to becoming a real hero. And it's filled with satirical takes on superhero tropes. And yeah, it's just, it leads into a storyline that I never could get enough of, and it continued to games even. Like, this is what created the first South Park game, and the second one as also. So this whole thing just led into so many things. So, yeah, the Coon.
I looked it up, and I gave that a 9 out of 10. That is a really good episode.
Love that episode.
So I can definitely see where you went with that. Pardon me. Okay, so my number four episode, gonna go back to season 11, Fro had done earlier on his list. But it's the episode after the Imagination Land trilogy that really won me over. It was one of those episodes that I love because of what the topic was and how much of the game I really enjoyed. So my number four, Guitar Quero.
Yeah.
This is basically, it's like I'd say it's a mix of making fun of, but also paying homage to the Guitar Hero phenomenon at the time and how popular it was. And because I played that game a lot when I got it, and it's a fantastic game. I still think it's a great game to play. Actually, I'll mention it right now. At work the other day, we were getting a package ready of stuff that was going to go to, I think it was a Walmart somewhere. And one of the things that was there, and I didn't even know this existed, was a Guitar Hero 3 pack. And it kind of brought back, you know, memories, you know, good vibes for me for playing that game, you know, in the mid to late 2000s. So I enjoy the game. I enjoy the story. Guitar Hero is still probably one of my favorite games of all time. So it's got a special place in my heart, and it's done really well. So it's my number four episode.
Okay, our least number three, right?
Yep, number three.
Well, we talked about season 20 before. We're going to talk about season 20 again. The end of serialization as we know it. That is the end episode of that incredibly bad season. Maybe we'll talk about season 20 again. But yeah, Carl and Cartman team up and together a lot of people to take down the internet and the troll trace. And Cartman sees how to live on Mars. There's not a single funny moment in this episode. Like I super not enjoy season 20, and this is one of the my least favorite season finales as well. I mean, it's just terrible. It got a 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb, and I don't really understand it.
The thing that frustrates me with that episode, and I gave that episode a 5, so we're probably not too far off, is at the end of that episode, when like everyone, like when the whole thing is fixed and all that, and I think the thing that upset me most than anything was how Gerald, who had, for all intents and purposes, had been the villain for this entire season.
Yeah.
He gets away with it. He gets away with it scot-free.
Yeah. No, it's... I don't... Yeah, no. This whole season, if it wasn't for the two first episodes... Like, Member Berries is such a classic episode. And it's one of my favorites. It's not on my list, but it's really good. And Skank Hunt is also very good. But after that, there's not a single good episode.
Yeah, it's a downhill from there. So, all right. So my number three, we're going to go all the way back to season two. We're going a long way back, Fro, for this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were a couple of jokes that were funny, but other than that, I wasn't a fan of this episode. Ike's Wee Wee, season 2, episode 4.
Yeah.
This is probably the first bad South Park episode.
I agree. Yeah.
The only reason why it's not higher is because there are, believe it or not, two episodes that are worse than this. And this gets on IMDb an 8 out of 10. Maybe I have to watch it again.
And that is way too high.
But it's like the story is there, but it's like the execution is not for the main plot. And then even the B plot is like, it's okay-ish, but it's not really that good. And I mean, like, there's like I said, there's maybe like two or three jokes that are really good, but other than that, this is just not that good of an episode, and one that I kind of would like to forget.
Okay, my number three best is actually a special, and it is the pandemic special from season 24, episode 1. It is such a sharp satire on the COVID-19 pandemic and the chaos it brought. It's blending humor and critique in such a very classic South Park fashion. It is probably my favorite special of theirs. I really, really, really like that.
That is a good episode. It's got an 8.3 rating on IMDb. Yeah. I gave that a 7. So
okay.
I thought it was a good episode. I think the second one is the better of the two, but again, that's just my opinion. But no, this one is a good one.
You know what? I would tend to agree. I think this sets up such a good premise for the second one. So it's kind of hard to see them as different. I did shoot once, so I didn't want to shoot twice.
I
agree that both South Park Vacation Special and post-COVID and the return of COVID is kind of like, well, you can kind of see them all together.
Yeah. But no, this is a good episode. It follows a good story. And you basically said everything that needed to be said. Like, there's nothing else I can add to that, to what you said. Okay, so for my number three, and this is actually going to be my cheat on this list. But again, we never really set much rules. This one is a combo. So my number three, 200 and 201.
Yeah.
The only South Park episode, well, not really the only, but two of the very few that is not aired on Comedy Central. It is not on any streaming service. The only way you can see this is on Blu-ray and DVD. The episodes are so controversial that they only aired those episodes once, never been aired since. And the story is great. The celebrities are trying to get revenge on the town of South Park for basically making fun of them, mocking them. And then the whole story of them kidnapping the Prophet Muhammad and all of that is just absolutely hilarious and crazy, and I absolutely love it. I gave 201 a 10, because both of them are really good. 200, I gave an 8. Both these episodes on IMDb have an 8.7 rating, so they are both very well liked. And I could even say this. Those two are the only episodes I ever did where I had to buy a season on DVD to watch those episodes.
Yeah, because they are impossible to get a hold of. Yeah.
Yeah, because with the Super Best Friends episode, I already had season 5. With Cartoon Wars, and I'm not sure if it's on your list on either one, because it's not on mine. I actually streamed it on Amazon before that got taken down. So these are the only two where I had to buy the season on DVD to get my notes to get the episodes. Yeah. And they're both hilarious. They are just both hilarious. Yeah.
Okay, second worst, right?
Yep, second worst.
Well, it is back in time to season 4, episode 14. It's called Pip. And it follows Pip in London and Chef narrates, and it's a tribute to Charles Dickens' Great Expectations. Well, you should have absolutely no expectations for this episode. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. This is one of my least favorite episodes. It's not my least favorite episode, and we'll talk about that later. But yeah, no, I rate this around a 1. It's not funny once. It's not that long time since I saw it again, and it does nothing to me. Absolutely nothing. Just incredibly boring, and it's not that funny, and Great Expectations is a terrible book to make fun of.
I'm going to save judgment on this because I may have this on my list. All right. So, for my...
I know what your number one is, Dan.
So, my number two...
Sorry for destroying your number one.
No, it's fine. So, my number two least favorite episode... And again, it's going to go back to... There were some good jokes in this, but it is bad. The Mexican Staring Frog of Southern Sri Lanka.
Yep.
I have never heard Fro so frustrated about watching an episode when we recorded this episode. And I was kind of frustrated with this episode. As well.
I stole your number one and you stole my number one. Because we can talk about both episodes now that
we can save the problem for everybody.
Yeah, Bill stole my number one here. Yeah, no, I have never been so frustrated in my entire life. Like recording that episode, I was so angry.
He was.
I remember I went back to listen to that episode and I'm like, I'm so incredibly angry because it's just such a frustrating episode. There's not one single joke I like here. Not one.
I mean, I kind of like when Ned reads The Outsiders to Jimbo, just because that's one of my favorite books as a teen.
Yeah.
The other joke that I really like in this episode is when the black guy is there and he intentionally, messes up Jesus' name. He's like, "Bill Mantel, he's really good. I just like how it performs." And then he's like,
"But even that doesn't make me laugh. It's just, I don't get this episode. It's like, from the start, it just makes me baffled that they made it. It just, makes me irritated just talking about it."
At the time when we recorded this episode, the one thing that really turned me off from it, and it still does to this day, is the scene where Jesus yells at everyone to shut the F up.
Yeah.
And Fro knows... Like I am Christian. I'm a Methodist. But I'm not someone who goes to church every week. I'm not someone who reads the Bible all the time. But even me, I'm just like, really? You had to do that joke? That's kind of how I felt. So
yeah, and I understand why this is your number two and my your number one is Pip. But talking a little about Pip as well, I kind of feel like both of the episodes kind of have the same problem, that they are missing the mark. That is what we are talking about. It's just like when South Park does it wrong, they have a feeling of that they can't turn it around and they just stay with the same joke over and over again. I think we both have very similar complaints about those two episodes. And I understand why Pip is your number one, but this is definitely my number one.
And I understand, too, with this one. Now, on IMDb, for Staring Frog of Southern Sri Lanka, I gave this a 3. It has a 7.5 rating on IMDb.
Yeah, no, that's ludicrous. What did you give Pip, by the way?
Oh, I gave that a 1. And that has a 6.6 out of 10. And I think, because you kind of said everything about Pip for that episode, but I think for me, besides everything else you said, why this is my number one least favorite episode is because it's boring. I don't know if
it's so boring.
I don't know if they intentionally wanted to make it boring or not. And even
I think that's why the Staring Frogs is my number one, because even though I agree that Pip is more boring, the Staring Frogs frustrated me more. I got more angry when I watched the Staring Frogs than I did when I watched Pip.
And even with Malcolm McDowell.
Talk a little bit closer to the microphone or turn it a little bit up.
Okay, sorry about that. Even with Malcolm McDowell in that episode as the narrator, even he can't save this episode.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah.
He cannot. And that's a shame because he's really good.
Okay, then we just have two of the bests.
Yep, our two favorites.
Okay, my number two is Make Love, Not Warcraft. I have never played a World of Warcraft game, but it is very much my number two because they take all of the tropes out of that. I have played a lot of like role-playing games. And it's such a good commentary on gaming culture. And I really like the characters that come in that. This is season 10, episode 8, by the way. And it was very clearly, it was my number one for a very long time until I remembered what my favorite episode was. But yeah, Make Love, Not Warcraft. Is this on your list?
It actually isn't. However, I think I'd have to put it in a separate category as like it, because I think one of the things that's great about the episode, besides the story and everything, and I also have never played World of Warcraft, is this episode is so universally loved, even from people who don't watch South Park. That I think I have to put it in its own special list. You know what I mean? Because there are certain episodes of South Park where even non-South Park fans like this episode. Yeah. And that's probably why I didn't put it on this list. It got a 10 for me. I love it. But yeah, I have it in its own little separate category. And this is actually one of the top rated South Park episodes on IMDb. It's got a 9.5 out of 10.
I know. Yeah, no, it's very highly rated.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your number four?
My number two.
Sorry, number two.
My number two. Season 15, episode 7, You're Getting Old.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
This is such a tremendous episode. Mm-hmm. And in a way, and I'm actually going to kind of pull back the curtain on this one. This episode kind of helped me get through the period where I was getting ready to move, because I didn't mm-hmm. want to move. And this episode is so good because it's a story of, you know, everything changes. You can't mm-hmm. control change. And it's just so good. And that ending may be the most famous ending in the show's history.
I love that ending. And, yeah.
And it's to the point where people on IMDb were wondering, was that the last episode of South Park?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, they're ending this episode. And it's like, no, it's still going to go on. But I think on a personal note, this episode really means a lot to me. It helped me get through a lot. And that's why it's number 2 on my list. And it has an 8.6 rating on IMDb.
Okay, I'm going to say this for my number 1, that I am going to be surprised if this is not your number 1. And it is Season 5, Episode 4, Scott Tenorman Must Die. It is one of the darkest and most hilarious twist and shock and brilliant episodes in South Park history. This is a 15 out of 10 for me. Like, I can watch this episode again and again and again. I love how Cartman gets revenge on Scott Tenorman. The twist is amazing, and the scheming is amazing, and the cruelty in this is just shocking and brilliant. I there's nothing wrong with this episode. Like, it is the perfect South Park episode.
Well, be prepared, because it is not on my list.
That shocks me.
I gave this an 8 out of 10 at the time.
Wow, that shocks me. Yeah.
It has a 9.6 rating on IMDb.
Yeah,
it's a very good episode. Don't get me wrong.
It's a brilliant episode, I would call it. I would call it a masterpiece. If I asked someone to watch an episode of South Park, I would tell them to go and watch Scott Tenorman Must Die. It's that easy.
I think the only thing that would kind of hold me back, even at the time, from saying it's the best South Park episode ever, is because of what we find out in 200 and 201.
Yeah, but that doesn't really matter.
I know.
You have to look at it as a single episode, Bill.
No, I know. But when we are talking about the best South Park episode of all time, the criteria to me is 2 or 3 different things. Number 1, it has to be memorable. Number 2, it has to be funny. And number 3, it has to have shock value for South Park. And while your episode does, I'm not saying it doesn't, my number 1 has all 3 of these. I remember when I first saw this episode when it aired 20 years ago, and it's actually going to be 20 years this year that this episode airs. I don't think I've ever laughed so much, so hard, when I first saw this episode, and I still laugh as much to this day. Season 8, Episode 14, Woodland Critter Christmas. It is, hands down, the best Christmas episode they have ever done. It takes such a sick turn in the middle of the episode. And then the twist at the end is so great. It is so great that you couldn't believe it. But, oh, I just love the episode. It's like, because we've talked about, you know, you and I have talked about in the past. And you and I have both agreed. Simpsons are pretty much the kings of the Halloween episode for adult cartoons. I think South Park are the kings of the Christmas episodes. Because their Christmas episodes are so good, with maybe the exception of one or two. But their Christmas episodes are so good that you kind of want to watch them every year. And this episode is the one that if I was like, I want to watch it year after year after year, this is the one I'd want to watch every year. And the way it's done, you know, like the Stan being called the boy in the blue hat, the blue puffed hat, you know, it's just so funny. It just makes it great. And I still think after all these years, it is my favorite South Park episode of all time. It's the best South Park episode I think they've ever done. And for the 20th anniversary, I think you guys should watch it again. Maybe play it for Christmas this year. Get rid of the relatives that annoy you. Be like, hey, you want to watch this Christmas episode? And then you can force them out of there by watching Woodland Critter Christmas.
Definitely on my honorable mention list. But for me, what kind of brings it a tiny bit down, it's still another Jew story.
but only at like the last 2-3 minutes. Sure, but I get your point. But I get your point.
No, and it's definitely an 8.5 on my list, I would say. I really loved it. Don't get me wrong. It's just that I think Scott Tenenbaum Must Die is more classic.
And this one has a 9.1 out of 10 rating on IMDb. And you know what?
Well, that was fun.
It was. And you know what? I'll say this. What I like about what we just did was with the best episodes, our favorite episodes, it was different.
Yeah.
We didn't have one episode in our top five favorites that are the same, which I find amazing. I really do.
Yeah.
And then with our worst episode list, we only had two that were the same, but it's the top two for each of us. So, you know, that's the beauty of being a fan. Because, like, with certain shows in general, and I'm not going to name any shows because I probably am going to be wrong if I said some of them. There are some where, like, so many of them, like 90% of fans of that show will say, oh, that's the best episode of that show. And they're probably right. But then you have that 10%. With a show like South Park and The Simpsons and Family Guy and King of the Hill, and I could go on with a few others, I feel like everybody has a different favorite episode. And that's what makes these lists fun to do. And that's what makes this fun to do, is you may not have the same, you know, favorites. You may have a couple that are in maybe your top five, but they're all different. And that's what kind of what makes it fun.
Well, let's do this in 20 years and see if we... Still feel the same.
In 20 years, let's see, what would that be? 2044? Is Donald Trump going to be running on his 8th attempt for president at that point?
Please.
I'm just joking. I'm joking. Yeah, we could come back to this in about 20 years. See if any newer episodes bump any of these from our list. But so thank you guys for tuning in to this special. We hope you enjoyed it. Let us know your favorite and least favorite episodes. Be kind of interesting to read what you guys think. And thank you for all the support through the years. We wouldn't have done it without you guys. The podcast is still going to keep going. The older episodes, like I said, I'm gonna put them back up starting real soon. And if there's an episode that you were on that got taken away, don't worry, it will be back up in no time. Any last words, Fro?
Watch South Park, everyone.
Yeah, please do, because God knows when the next season's gonna begin. thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you all again real soon.
Bye.